The Latin Lover, a pocket dictionary of the language of the Catholic Church, compiled by the Pope's own Latinist, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster.
Hello there, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, and I'm back again with Father Reginald Foster. Father, as we know, the official language of the Catholic Church is Latin, no? Mm. So the hymns we sing in church are all originally sung in Latin. For example, all the prayers like Pater Noster, the Magnificat, the Ave Maria, they've all been put to music. Have you got any favourites, favourite versions of these?
I was listening just this morning. An organ there with different variations of Schubert's Ave Maria, for heaven's sakes alive.
What are the words of the Ave Maria?
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum. Benedicta tu in mulieribus et benedictus fructus ventris tui, Jesus. Okay.
So people should know the words of that.
Well, yes.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Okay, etc., etc. They shouldn't know that much. Of course, nowadays, I don't know. But I was listening because I bought some organ music. The students gave me a gift of, and I bought all kinds of CDs with organ music. And there, of course, Schubert is there, and Gounod's Ave Maria. Another one, just make you cry. It's so beautiful.
The Gounod one?
Yeah.
Why does it make you cry?
I mean, the music is so beautiful, and the sentiments are so beautiful. You just don't know what to do.
Say that in
Latin. Nacius quid agas. You don't know what to do. Nacius quid agas.
Sentimental.
Well, yes, but I mean human.
Sentiments. Is that a Latin word?
Well, sentio sentire is to feel in Latin. So sensus are feelings, your senses, and sentimental are things that belong to your feelings. And
but,
that's what it's all about.
I know you're reading a book. It's a biography, is it, of Bach?
Yes.
Is that right?
Wolf's biography. I read about 10 pages a day.
And you told me that he, in Latin...
It came up again today. He and his brothers, they all graduated from Lutheran Latin schools. And they were all cultured and they were all educated in Lutheran Latin school. All of them. You know, about 100 boxes, you know. But he and his brothers and so forth and so on, they all became organists and choir directors and composers and everything else. But they would always talk about their training in Latin school.
Getting back to the Catholic world.
That's good. Vatican Radio would be good, too. Go on.
Getting back to the Catholic world. When I was a child, there were always sung masses on solemn occasions. And Missa cantata. Mm. What do you remember of Missa cantatas? That special?
Well, of course, in those days, of course, you had your choirs. You know, every church had its own choir, and so the Missa cantata was done by the choir. What Vatican II did, and I think very wisely, you know, was to get the people involved, you know, in singing, and so the fancy solemn masses sung by the choirs have kind of gone out, and now you have little booklets, and everyone in church is supposed to sing, which is a good idea. That's all right.
I just want to say this is a good idea in Latin.
Optimum concilium.
So Vatican II, concilium, Vaticanum.
Yeah, concilium and concilium are two different words. A council and a council. Got it? you know.
So
no, it was a good idea.
Vatican II was a good idea.
Oh, heavens no, why that's
so. How do you say that? Vatican II was a good
idea. Optimum concilium fuit, optimum concilium.
And can I add, by getting rid of Latin?
Well, Vatican didn't get rid of Latin in any way. The fact is, if you look at the document on the liturgy, you know, Sacrosanctum Concilium, they say the Latin language is the official liturgical language of the Roman Catholic Church. It's sitting there. What history did with Latin is another story. And even there, the training of the priests, you know, optatam totius, and so forth and so on, they say Latin is absolutely essential for the training of the priest. What happened historically, you know, is another story. So Latin was just thrown out historically, but not officially.
So how do you say that in Latin? Latin was thrown out historically? I'm going to tease you here.
Historica rerum progressione ejectus es sermo latinus. Okay, I can say that. Sed non auctoritate ecclesiae, not by the authority of the church. The church never did away with Latin. It just happened that way, got it? So you say no government ever came away and did away with horse and buggies, but just horse and buggies just kind of disappeared.
How do you say that in Latin? No government.
Nullum regimen umquam prohibuit, equos et caros. Said evanuerunt, but they just disappeared.
They vanished, evanuerunt.
Yeah, evanesco, certainly. This is all Latin. The whole thing's Latin, I'm telling you.
You've been listening to Latinist Professor Reginald Foster in a program presented and produced by Veronica Scaresbrick.